Hello everyone and welcome to the second episode of Nextbox Official Radio. I'm your host UT Crazy and today I'm joined with T Primex. Our first topic of the show is Monchips. Are they good? Are they bad? Or are they ugly? Well, mod chips are the little chips you put in your Xbox or PS2 or GameCube so that you can play games that you've burnt onto CD or DVD. The bad things about mod chips are half the time they break your Xbox, you need to pay $90 for a DVD burner, and it's just tedious. You have to find and download the games online, so you'd need a high-speed connection. And you'd have to burn them, which takes like 5 hours, and it's just a bad process. So, T Primex, what do you think of mod chips?
I think mod chips are an awful thing. They ruin your Xbox. They mutate anyone that has their Xbox mod. I hope their Xbox bursts in flames because I want it put out of its misery. If I was at your house, I'd come and smash it with a sledgehammer.
Yes, and I think that's completely true to Primex, and I know people that their Xboxes gotten destroyed and burst into flames because they had a mod chip, and it's just a bad thing to get, and it's not a good investment because first of all, it voids your warranty, and you can't play Xbox Live if your Xbox is either soft modded or modded normally. And that's another thing. You can also soft mod your Xbox, which means you can get a crack for the Xbox so that you just put it on if you have a DVD burner. And then you can play it updates the chipset so you can play it. So that's enough about mod chips, and you know how we feel about mod chips. And next, we have a few emails regarding last week's episode. And one is from who's this one from, Taylor?
Jacob_Keys_ the captain.
Okay. And obviously, if you've ever played on Xbox, you'd know that that's Captain Keys from Halo. So obviously, we have a Halo buff right here. So, and this email reads, "Hey guys, loved your first episode of Xbox Official Radio. I think you should continue doing this as a great addition to the website. However, I think you need a bigger variety of topics and go more detailed into some of the game reviews." And thank you, Jacob Keys, for that. And this week we'll be discussing a few games right now and some other topics that we didn't discuss last episode because we had to talk about what we're doing here. So, next off, after we discussed mod chips, T Primex will do a little thing on talk a little bit about Fable, some of its good features, some of the bad things that he thinks should have been in there. So here you go, T Primex.
Fable, sort of a disappointment, I have to say. No, the Fable was a disappointment. They started making it, or talked about it, I'm pretty sure making it, right when Xbox came out, in November of 2001. And the game is fairly short, but there's a lot, a lot of people think there's a lot of freedom in it. Morrowind has probably a bit more freedom, I don't know, they're about tied. I have to say, Knights of the Republic has a better storyline to it. But, it just depends. If you like those hack-and-slash games where you go through, bad guys and, rip them in pieces or, shooting off their heads with arrows, this is the game for you. But if you but some people might not like it. What I do like about this game is there's so many different ways of playing it. I just found, 20 different ways of playing it in, my first, week of playing it. The difficulty may throw people off, although it's not that difficult. It just depends how you play the game. I don't know. if I gave it a rating, which I am going to do a review for, it would probably be a 9 out of 10. That might be being a little generous, but not too much. Probably at least one of my top 3 RPGs, though, that I've ever played. I'd recommend buying this game. This isn't a game you'd rent, because you keep renting it. It's fairly addictive. Like, I play it, like, at least, like, every other day. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, thanks. I think we should go into another email, and it's quite ironic because our next email is from Hack and Slash, and he's not referring to that type of game, but that's his, alias. And he said, it's a pretty good email, actually, because it's long, so I'm not going to read the whole thing now, but he says, and I quote, hi, T-Primex and UT Crazy, I liked the last show, however, you should go and do a few other things other than Xbox, just add in a few different things to broaden your horizons. Thanks for creating such a good show, and hope you keep it up and do a few many episodes. And thank you, Hack and Slash, and obviously we are continuing with this because we think it has some potential. And I think that's why our next topic is going to be not Xbox related, but it is Gaia Online. Apparently the biggest forum website on the internet, but basically you go on this website and you create your own character, how you look, your hair color and everything, different features about you, and then the more you post, the more Gaia Gold you get, and T-Primex will talk a little bit more about that, just to add a bit more other than Xbox.
Well, in a way, Gaia is, I guess it's related to Xbox. You can go on video game discussion, which I highly recommend to those Xbox fans to go on video games discussions if you are on Gaia, and go to Console Wars and start supporting me on the Xbox is better than PS2 and GameCube. But, yeah, because there's a lot of Xbox haters on Gaia. But, and it is sort of like a role-playing forum site. So, Gaia, everyone.
Yeah, and I think as we're talking about forums, we should also tell you about the Xbox.com forums, and those are really good because you just use your existing .NET passport, which is your @hotmail.com. And you can post, and that's all about Xbox, Halo 2, all the, like, a lot of games, whatever you want to talk about, general discussion. And I think that's really good. And also, we invite you to start posting on our forum index on our website, because we just started that up, so there isn't that many posts. So we're going to start posting, and then when people come, there'll be things to post to. Okay, moving on to our next topic. Our next topic is Xbox Live, and that's Xbox's sort of thing, just like PlayStation Online or GameCube Online, those different things. But I think it's a lot better because on Xbox Live you have a gamer tag and you can chat with anyone. You have the headset and you can taunt people that you're playing against from other countries, and it's really cool. And I think, to discuss more of the features, I'll say a few, and then T-Primus can say a few. But some of the good features are you can mask your voice, and for Halo 2, for example, I'm pretty sure it's 16 players, that you can play with. And I think it's, that's a lot, especially if you find a game with 16 players, and there's so many games. And I think T-Primex will say a few other different good things that he thinks about it.
Well, one of the best things for Xbox Live is the downloadable content. Most of the downloadable content. I'm not going to say all, but most of it, at least three quarters of it, is free. Like, some of it costs like $2 or something. But for example, the Ninja Gaiden Hurricane Pack, it gives you, you can download, gives you new enemies, new weapons, new levels, everything's new for it. And another thing is your friends list. You can go and have friends. If you don't really have most of the Xbox Live Starter kits now, come with one or two Xbox Live only games like Whacked and MotoGP and Crimson Skies, and I've seen Mech Assault.
Moving on to our next topic is we're make sure to get Xbox Live in Canada. It's
70% of the people that are on Xbox
it's
Live.
It's $80, and in Canada, 79% of people on Xbox Live are Canadian. So 70%. So get that, and you'll have a lot of people from Canada. Obviously, there's not going to be like tons of people from around the world, but there's still a wide variety of people. And it's $80 without the headset, and it's $100 with for a 1-year subscription. And I'm not sure what it is for a 3-month subscription, but it's $50 with the headset with a 3-month subscription. So that's Xbox Live. And I think our next topic should be Xbox Kinect, because that's like Xbox Live in a few ways, but it's free. And the only it's not as good as Xbox Live, obviously, because you don't pay, and there's not as many games. But if you have a wired router, and a long cable that can go to your Xbox, then you just download the software. You can go to www.xbconnect.com and download that software for that. And then you can have Xbox Kinect, and you go into Halo or whatever game you want to play, and you double click on a game on your computer, and then you go to your Xbox and it'll load. But that's not as good as Xbox Kinect. And I think our last topic, but Xbox Kinect isn't as good as Xbox Live. I think our next topic is Xbox 2, and that's I think what we think, hopefully what'll be in Xbox 2. And I personally hope they have maybe some of the games they added. They still let you play the games you can play in Xbox One, so I don't have to keep both, even though I probably will. And I think maybe, if anything, make Xbox a bit smaller maybe, but not fragile. And I think maybe have the DVD included in it, so you don't have to pay that extra money. Maybe just have it a built-in cost, and you don't have to take up one of the controller ports with the DVD attachment. So, T-Primex, what other features would you like in Xbox 2?
I would like it to come with one memory card, just one. And I would also like it to, since you can download, like, sort of import your music onto it and save it on your Xbox, I would like you to be able to do that with DVD movies. I would actually like the Xbox, I wouldn't want it to be smaller at all. Even a bit bigger might be even better. The controllers, I like my controllers big, maybe a little bit bigger. That's all I can think of right now.
Maybe have some Xbox official controllers be the giant size, so you're still getting good quality, but you're still getting big size. Like Mad Cat, I know those are good quality, but and they're big, so that. But maybe Xbox would make more money off of that if they still had good quality. You know, it's from Xbox. You know, Xbox is good. And also good price and stuff. I think Mad Cat does a good job of doing that. But I think those are some good features. Maybe making the Xbox lighter, but keeping it same size and integrity of everything. Still having the fastest processor or whatever for everything. And still keeping it better than PlayStation and not lowering its graphics just to make it faster. I don't care if I have to wait 10 days, as long as it's like an amazing game that I'm going to love playing, then I think it doesn't matter how fast or slow it loads. And some games don't take any time at all to load, and some games just take a little while. But I think that's the best thing of Xbox. It doesn't compromise the like picture quality just because they want it to run fast. And I think that's GameCube's problem. And I think they just need to wake up and realize that right now. So I think that'll conclude part one of Xbox Official Radio, Xbox Official Radio episode 2. So stay tuned for Xbox Official Radio episode 3 sometime next week, hopefully. And thanks for listening, and good night. The following song is All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix. Thank you for listening to Xbox Official Radio.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief.